What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
City Development's profits surged in the second quarter of the year, jumping 80% to nearly $205 million. The developer says that strong home sales in Singapore and China are behind the jump, but it's also warning that the Singapore government's property cooling measures will impact future profits. City Development is paying a special dividend of 6 cents a share, 2 cents from a year earlier. I spoke earlier with Krishna Guha. He's an equity analyst at the investment bank Jefferies, and I began by asking him whether City Development's big jump in profits can be sustained or whether it's a one-off.
Whether it is a run rate that can be annualized, I don't think so. I think subsequently, in my view, hotels improve, whereas the residential segment will normalize to more about 350 to 400 million of revenue run rate per quarter. I will say it's more of an aberration rather than a run rate that can be annualized.
I noticed that the company's profits rose significantly more than revenue. Why were they able to command higher margins?
So if you see their PBT margin, that has gone up significantly within the residential segment. It depends when the various costs are recognized versus when the revenue is recognized. The profits have been driven primarily by the higher pre-tax margins on the residential segment, and that has been driven by China and Japan.
Compared to other developers, how would you say that City Development is doing?
I think City Development is definitely a lot more diversified, both in terms of various segments, hotels and commercial segment, as well as residential segment, and also within the geographic footprint. So to that extent, they are less opposed to the Singapore property cycle. But suffice to say that in the last after 1.5 years, they have done a lot of the land bidding, and therefore, to some extent, sentiment will be negative for them. They have about 3,000 odd units. Some of them are in joint venture kind of agreement. So they have unsold pipeline within their residential segment in Singapore, which will weigh on the sentiment.
Krishna, City Development's higher profits are also translating into higher dividends. What can shareholders expect?
They have increased the dividends. The interim dividends is about 6 cents versus last year it was 4 cents. That's partially a reflection of the better results, and they have also made a commitment to increase the recurring revenue stream. Previously, the run rate was not shared. It was just an AUM number. So clearly, management is focusing on increasing the recurring revenue stream, which should bode for their diversification away from just a residential development segment.
Krishna, could you tell us a bit more about how City Development plans to increase and diversify their revenue stream?
Primarily, three sources. One is through their own investment properties from which they get rents. Second is improving their operations within the hotels. And third is primarily to the management fees that they will get by setting up the fund management platform. They clearly are focused. I think they have earlier given the AUM target of about $5 billion. They have reiterated, but now they have also given that their EBITDA from recurring revenue stream, which is about right now annual about $500 million, to go to about $900 million, I think, in 10 years. Coming up with that figure at least kind of gives an indication that there is a commitment to increase that recurring revenue stream.
Krishna, earlier you mentioned that sentiment may suffer. Their shares are trading moderately higher now at the current price of about $9.92. A share, would you say that City Development is a good buy or not?
I have a whole rating on the stock. I think the sentiment will be negative relative to their book value of about $11.20, trading lower. But do I see any immediate catalysts? Probably not.
Krishna, thank you so much for speaking with us today. To sum up, City Development has reported an 80% surge in second quarter profits. Krishna says that's likely a one-off aberration. If you own City Development shares, he says hold on. If you don't, he says it's not a good time to buy.